Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hey everyone, and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
I'm Carolyn.
And I'm Nathaniel.
And we're glad you could join us for today's lesson. It's good that you are joining Studio Classroom to learn English, because Studio Classroom is a good foundation. And our lesson today is called A Strong Foundation. Yes, of course, it's important to have a strong foundation in lots of areas of life. We've been enjoying a conversation between Ben and his Uncle Bob, and his Uncle Bob is giving him advice about how he can have a good foundation or a strong foundation in his business. But Nathaniel, what other things might need a good foundation in life?
Well, sometimes you need a more literal foundation, like for building a house or any other kind of building. You want to make sure that the ground is solid before you start building there.
That's right. You need a foundation before you build. Carolyn, what else uses a foundation?
Well, I think that life needs a foundation, and I found that for my life, the best foundation is the Bible.
That is a good foundation. It's a solid, strong book. Well, friends, lots of things use foundations. What kinds of foundations can you think of? Talk about those in English. Right now, we're going to enjoy learning more with Ben and his Uncle Bob.
A strong foundation.
So, I don't need to do everything myself. I just need to make sure everything gets done.
Exactly. That could mean hiring employees, but it might also mean getting an accountant to help keep the books. Then again, it could mean finding partner companies to outsource certain tasks to.
How do I do that?
I would start by checking out government programs that help small businesses. You should also look at any business incubators in your area.
What's a business incubator?
It's a business or nonprofit organization that fosters the development of new companies. Generally, a business incubator provides things like consulting, office space, administrative assistance, and financing to help new companies until they can operate on their own.
Hello, listeners. This is your word lady, Ellen. Today, we're rejoining Ben and Sandy, who are talking about starting a business. Let's take a look at our keywords for the day before we begin. Ultimately. Ultimately is an adverb. Sandra is ultimately responsible for the safety of her students. Outsource. Outsource is a verb. We are finding ways to outsource some work to another company. Administrative. Administrative is an adjective. Mike will be busy with administrative work all day. Equity. Equity is a noun. Richard gained equity in the company by investing money. Free lunch. Free lunch is an idiom. It seems like a good deal, but there is no such thing as a free lunch, so be careful. Our more information words are keep the books. Keep the books is an idiom. Business incubator. Business incubator is a noun. Turn a profit. Turn a profit is a phrasal verb. Now let's get ready to finish the article.
Well, as we start our reading for today, we see that Ben is talking to his Uncle Bob. Now, Gabe, would you like to be Ben today?
Sure. I love Ben. Okay, here I go. So, I don't need to do everything myself. I just need to make sure everything gets done.
I'll be Uncle Bob for today. Exactly. That could mean hiring employees, but it might also mean getting an accountant to help keep the books.
Oh, and here we see this phrase, keep the books. Now, if you keep the books, here they're talking about an accountant. You can hire an accountant to help you keep the books. What does keep the books mean, Gabe?
Well, it kind of is the job that an accountant does. It's accounting. It's keeping records of business transactions. You're keeping the books for your boss or for your company, making sure that everything, all the finances, are in order and everything is accounted for, that you don't lose the details of anything. You are keeping the books.
So it means that you have the accounting books and you keep them organized, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
All right. Well, sorry, Nathaniel. Please continue as Uncle Bob.
Then again, it could mean finding partner companies to outsource certain tasks to.
And outsource is another one of our key words here. Now, if you outsource something, you're going to put it away from you, out away from you. Now, what is outsource, Nathaniel?
Well, if you outsource a job, you're going to send that to maybe even another company, sometimes a different country.
Mm-hmm.
Oftentimes in America, you outsource jobs to other places in Asia where people will do the work for you and send whatever you need back.
That's right. So lots of different companies like to do that. It's one way to cut costs or to save money in different areas. You can outsource to other companies. So that is what Uncle Bob is suggesting, finding partner companies to outsource certain tasks to. So you see this word partner. Usually I think of it like another person. Actually, I have two teaching partners with me, Uncle Bob and Carolyn. I mean, Nathaniel and Carolyn are my teaching partners. We're all partners. But it's not just limited to people. How else can you use that word partner?
Well, we see here it's a partner company, mm-hmm. So you can have a partnership with another organization, and you can work together to achieve your common goals.
All right, so partner companies, people you're working together with. Well, shall I continue? Ben, let's see. Here I go. How do I do that?
I would start by checking out government programs that help small businesses. You should also look at any business incubators in your area.
Now, Uncle Ben, what's a business incubator?
Carolyn, I was just going to ask that as Ben.
Oh.
That's Uncle Bob.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah,
sorry.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
My name is Bob.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, here I go. Here's the line. What's a business incubator, Uncle Bob?
Well, it's a business or nonprofit organization that fosters the development of new companies.
Interesting. Fostering the development of new companies? Wait a minute. I see a word there, nonprofit organization. What does this mean, Carolyn, in a nonprofit organization?
Well, a nonprofit organization is an organization or company that is not trying to make a profit. And actually, I think that Ken and Steve have some more information about that topic in the Information Cloud.
When you run a business, profit is usually the goal. But let's shift our focus for a minute and talk about nonprofit organizations.
Good idea, Steve. As the name suggests, a nonprofit organization is not after profit, but rather it is for educational or charitable reasons. Any money earned must be used to help achieve its goals instead of going into the pockets of its owner or shareholders.
Now, another feature of a nonprofit organization is that it does not have to pay taxes. A good example of a nonprofit organization is the Red Cross. Now, Ken, you mentioned the word charitable just now. How does that figure into nonprofit organizations?
Well, charities or charitable organizations are also nonprofit. They're formed for charitable purposes, such as helping the poor, advancing education, science, or a certain religion.
Now that's the countable usage. And as an uncountable noun, charity refers to being generous and being in the habit of giving. We have a saying in English, charity begins at home.
Which means that you should be generous to your family before helping others.
That's right. Charity begins at home is a good reminder that we should show love to those closest to us and then to others. For example, Susan spends hours cooking food for the poor, but often forgets about her own family. She should remember that charity begins at home.
Good point. 今天的课文中, Uncle Bob 提到 non-profit organization, profit 是利润, 所以 non-profit organization 指的就是非盈利组织。 非盈利组织当然就包含了 charities, 也就是 charitable organizations, 慈善团体, 慈善机构。 Charity 也可以当不可数名词, 表示慈善行为, 周记, 布施的意思。 另外, charity begins at home 是一句谚语。 什么叫做慈善从家庭开始呢? 这句话的意义是, 我们要先懂得爱家人, 帮助家人, 才能够进而爱他人, 帮助他人, 也就是要先修身齐家, 才有资格博爱天下。 这就是今天的Info Cloud, 我们下次云端见。
Well, thank you for that extra information, gentlemen. And now Uncle Bob continues his explanation of what a business incubator is. Generally, a business incubator provides things like consulting, office space, administrative assistance, and financing to help new companies until they can operate on their own.
Oh, well, it sounds like a business incubator could be very helpful if you're trying to start a new business. Now, I see a word there, consulting. If you have a problem in your business, you might want to consult another company to help you solve your problems. Can you think of a time when you might want to hire someone for consulting, Gabe?
Well, hiring someone for consulting, if you want to maybe start using new equipment, you might need to ask advice. You want to consult with someone about what is worth buying. What kind of equipment is worth buying? I think of Uncle Bob when I think of consulting. I mean, Ben is talking to his Uncle Bob, and Uncle Bob is giving him advice. In a sense, that is consulting. He's asking for advice. What is the best thing to do? So, consulting. Where else might you use this word, Nathaniel?
Well, consulting actually kind of has another form, like counselor or counsel, and you often hear about people called counselors that give other people help, usually maybe with personal problems.
And we also see Uncle Bob mentioned administrative, and that is one of our key words today, administrative assistance. Now, what is administrative, Gabe?
Oh, man, administration or administrative things. That means you are in control and you are making all of the shots. You're calling all of the shots. You're saying how it is going to happen. You're at the top making all of the decisions. That's the administrative part of a company. I also see this word sometimes when I'm trying to make a change on my computer at the office and I can't make the change and it says I don't have administrative rights. That means someone in the IT department needs to make the change for me because they have the administrative rights. They have the right to make those decisions.
I also get that message on my computer too, Gabe. And with that, I think it's time to go see Michelle in the language lab.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 阶段课文的第一个重点，我们来看 outsource 这个动词。 Out 是指向外的 ，source 是指资源，所以 outsource 是指委外生产或者是外包。例如 ，the company outsourced their customer service department to a company in India。这家公司将客服部门外包给一家印度的公司，或者是 outsourcing the designs can lower our production cost。将设计部分外包可以降低我们的生产成本。接着我们看的是 administrative 这个形容词。 Administrative 是指行政的或者是管理的，注意它的重音是在 mi 这个音节，念成 administrative。我们看到一个例句：Frank is not good at administrative jobs. Frank 并不擅长于行政事务。它相关的字还有动词 administer, a d m i n i s t r， 意思是指管理或执行。 例如 It's not an easy task to administer such a corporation. 要管理这样的一个企业并不是件简单的任务。
Well, today we've been listening to Uncle Bob and Ben having their conversation about starting a business. And it seems like Uncle Bob is giving his nephew some very good advice on how to hire more people and work with other companies. Perhaps he can hire someone to keep the books for him or hire a business incubator to help him grow his business, help him grow his company. Now, let's continue with today's conversation and see what else they have to discuss.
A strong foundation.
That sounds fantastic.
For many companies, it is. Be careful, though. Some programs charge fees, and incubator firms often seek equity in companies they help.
So, if I take a firm's help, it will own part of my company?
That's the idea. It invests in your company in hopes that your success will turn a profit for them as well.
I guess there is no free lunch.
Except at my house. Let's get something to eat.
That sounds great.
Ben and Uncle Bob are talking about this new business. Uncle Bob earlier talked about having a business incubator that could help your business start or to foster as it develops. He's sharing all of these different benefits. And so Ben has a response. Let me be Ben. That sounds fantastic!
For many companies, it is. Be careful, though. Some programs charge fees, and incubator firms often seek equity in the companies they help.
Thank you, Uncle Bob. Now here, we see this key word, equity. And when I see the word equity, I think of something being equal, mm-hmm. but that's not really what it means here. They're not talking about companies being equal. What does equity mean, Gabe?
Well, equity just means that if I help you, then I'm going to get a little bit of what you make. So if a big company is helping a smaller company, then whatever that smaller company makes, the larger company will get some of that profit. They get a share. It's kind of like they own a little bit of that company that they are helping.
Now, Nathaniel, you had a pretty good example of equity. What was that?
Yes, I think the most common way to get equity in a company is mm-hmm. to buy stocks. You can receive stocks, like Gabe was talking about, from company to company, but an individual can also purchase them themselves.
All right. So some incubator firms often seek equity in companies that they help. Well, I see this word firm here, and that's just another name for organization or a company. It's kind of got that meaning of strong to it. It's an anchor, so it helps other companies. And so there's this firm, an incubator firm or an incubator organization. You could say either one. Who is Ben? Am I Ben?
You are Ben.
Excellent.
Yes.
I am Ben. Okay, let's continue. So, if I take a firm's help, it will own part of my company?
That's the idea.
That's the idea. Hey, that's a good phrase. I like that phrase a lot. And we're going to spend a little more time learning about this phrase with Liz in the Grammar Gym.
Hi there, friends. Welcome to the Grammar Gym. My name is Liz. So Uncle Bob has been giving Ben tips on how to get the help he needs. And he says to Ben, that's the idea. And that's our grammar tip sentence. It's actually an informal way of telling someone that he or she has understood something correctly. In the case of today's article, Uncle Ben is saying that Bob has the right idea of how incubator firms could own part of a company. So if you're in a conversation with someone else and you want to say he or she has gotten the point, then you can use this phrase. For example, you can use this phrase to confirm plans, like, so if we follow the plan, we'll first hike up the mountain and then eat lunch there. Yes, that's the idea. Or, by participating in the charitable event, sponsors could also get free publicity, right? That's the idea. If you turn to today's grammar tips section in your magazine, you'll find more example sentences there. That's it for today. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym. See you next time.
Uncle Bob has just told Ben that business incubator firms can own part of the company that they are going to help, and he explains by saying this. It invests in your company in hopes that your success will turn a profit for them as well.
Well, thank you, Uncle Bob. There are some really great phrases in that sentence you just said, such as, in hopes that. Now, in hopes that is a great phrase that I want to look at right now, and it means that you are hoping for a certain outcome. It's a very specific and directed hope. What is something that you might hope that will happen, Gabe?
Well, I think a lot of workers, employees, they want to get a raise, they want to get a promotion. What can you do in hopes to get a promotion? Like this, I dressed up very nicely in hopes that my boss would notice and give me a raise. So that's how I use that phrase, in hopes that. I do something in hopes that something will happen. Nathaniel, how else could you use that phrase?
Well, you might say that you invest in a company in hopes that its stock or its value will increase. You want to make more money by buying into this company, and so you hope that the value will increase.
That's right, and you also had another great phrase in there, turn a profit. And if you turn a profit, that means that you make money. So he's hoping that the company will be able to make some money and they will all be able to benefit.
Well, I guess that's how it works with business incubators or incubator firms. Let's see how Ben feels about this. Ben's next line is, I guess there is no free lunch.
Now, free lunch here is one of our key words, and it has a very interesting meaning. It's not actually talking about food, necessarily. What does a free lunch, Nathaniel?
Well, it's almost the same as saying that nothing comes free. Mm-hmm. Not just food, not just a meal, but if you want something done, you probably will have to pay something for it.
Right, so even if it's not at a cost to you, someone will have to eventually pay for it. It's a very specific economic concept, and it's a great phrase here.
Yeah, I think it's a great idiom. There's no free lunch. Nothing comes for free. Well, Uncle Bob, do you have anything else you want to share with me?
Well, actually, there is a free lunch.
Hmm?
At my house. Except at my house. Let's get something to eat.
Well, that sounds great. Well, I like this conversation between Bob, or Uncle Bob, and Ben. I think that Uncle Bob had a lot of good advice, don't you, Carolyn?
Yes, I think that Uncle Bob is great for consulting and that Ben has a very good mentor for his business plan. Now, why don't we take some time to go see Michelle in the language lab?
Alright, 接下来我们看的是 equity 这个名词。Equity 我们有学过意思是指公平或公正，但是在这段课文中的 equity 是指股票或者是股份。例如 ,when George retired, he sold his equity in the company. 当 George 退休的时候他卖了公司的股票。或者是 Sam's portfolio includes equities and bonds. Sam 的投资的规划里面包括股票以及债券。所以我们看的是 free lunch 这个成语。free lunch 白吃的午餐延伸出来的意思就是指不需要花钱的好事。例如 ,there's no such thing as a free lunch in show business. 演艺圈里面没有所谓的白吃的午餐。或者是 ,I get to go to Japan for 5 days, but I also have to do a presentation in our branch office. 我可以去日本五天但是我得去公司的分公司做简报。Well, there's no such thing as a free lunch. 天下没有白吃的午餐。 Okay, let's get back to our teachers.
Well, now that we've gotten some great advice from Uncle Bob about starting our own business, what kind of business might you want to start, Nathaniel?
Well, you know, I would love to start a production company that makes movies, but if I was going to do that, I would probably need some money for equipment and software in order to produce those films.
That's very true, so you might need to talk to a business incubator or get someone to invest in your company. Now, Gabe, what kind of business might you want to start?
Well, Carolyn, I love food, and I love drums. And I thought it would be a great idea to have a drum-themed restaurant where every once in a while people are eating, a group of drummers comes out and does this routine for maybe 5 to 7 minutes. Of course, I would need to get some good chefs and some good drummer friends to help me out.
That's very true. You do want to make sure that you have some talented drummers and chefs so that people can enjoy that type of experience. Well, that's it for today, and I hope that you will join us again next time here on Studio Classroom.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
The Adventures of Tom Sawyer by Mark Twain. A third witness said that he had often seen the knife before. It was Potter's own knife.
Your witness.
No questions.
The faces of the people in the court began to look annoyed.
Is this lawyer going to throw his man's life away without trying to save him?
They wondered. Other witnesses appeared and were treated in the same way. At last, the defense lawyer rose.
Your Honor,
he said to the judge,
at the beginning of this trial, I said that we were going to show that the prisoner did this terrible thing, but that he did not know what he was doing, that it was the result of drink and not of evil purpose. I have changed my mind. I am not going to offer that explanation.